Now, friends, it's a great thrill to me to come to the book of Psalms. Very candidly, again, I feel overwhelmed when I come to this marvelous book. It's actually in the very center of the Word of God. And Psalm, I suppose, 119 is the very center of the Word of God. And that is a great psalm that exalts the Word of God. And the book of Psalms, though, has been called the book of worship, or the hymn book of the temple. It's been a wonderful book that's blessed the hearts of multitudes down through the ages. I have found that when I have been sick and have been in the hospital, or I have some problem that's pressing upon my mind and my heart, and I wake up at night at times, I find myself always turning to the Psalms. I invariably turn there and read. And I find always that they bless my own heart, my own life. Apparently down through the ages, it's been that way. Ambrose, one of the great saints of the church, said the Psalms are the voices of the church. Augustine said they are the epitome of the whole Scripture. Martin Luther said they are a little book for all saints. And John Calvin said they are the anatomy of all parts of the soul. And I like that. Someone, I think, has said of the 126 psychological experiences, and I don't know where they got that number, by the way, that all of them are recorded in the book of Psalms, and that it's the only book that has every experience that could happen to a human being. Every thought, every impulse, every emotion that sweeps over the soul are recorded in this book. That's the reason I suppose that always speaks to our hearts. It finds a responsive chord wherever we turn. And Hooker said, speaking of the Psalms, they are the choice and flower of all things profitable in other books. And Donnie put it, the Psalms foretell what any shall do and suffer and say. And that again is a wonderful statement. Herder called it a hymn book for all time. And Watts said, they are the thousand-voiced heart of the church.